Already it was difficult to breathe. Pressure must now be down to 1 or 2 pounds per square inch. The shriek of the hurricane was becoming fainter as it lost its strength, and the thinning air no longer carried the sound so efficiently. Bowman's lungs were laboring as if he were on the top of Everest. Like any properly trained man in good health, he could survive in vacuum for at least a minute, if he had time to prepare for it. But there had been no time. He could only count on the normal 15 seconds of consciousness before his brain was starved and anoxia overcame him.